Welcome to Lens of Leadership. It's Marnie and Nick. Today's bonus episode, it's draft day. I'm Marnie Stockman.
And I'm Nick Coniglio. And welcome to our podcast, which is different than our podcasts have traditionally been. Traditionally, we have done a rewatch podcast, taking leadership lessons from each episode. But this time I'm excited. I am not that I haven't been excited before, but I am super excited.
It's draft day.
It is draft day. It is that time of year, the NFL draft, my favorite time of year. Being a Jets fan, it's our most promising time of year. But we have the opportunity to talk some draft speak with Ted Lasso. And that's what we're doing. We have decided that instead of drafting players for an NFL team, we're going to draft some Ted Lasso characters.
Yeah, we're going to draft our diamond lot dog. So in our book, Lead It Like Lasso, we talk about how you're the average of the five folks that you surround yourself with. And Ted has done a fantastic job creating his group of diamond dogs. So we look at diamond dogs as kind of a personal board of advisors. And so we have, we've created five roles that we are going to select for. Mentor, a connector, or someone who's great at networking, a peer, a wellness coach, and then a confidant, someone you can tell everything to, a good listener.
Love it. Love it. So who doesn't love a good draft? Smells like potential, right?
Yeah.
So let's get into it. So we came to this scenario. It took us a while. We were originally going to draft against each other. But then we were like, yeah, we kind of know it. We've worked together for so long. We know each other so well. Just didn't seem like the most intriguing or exciting thing. So
we wanted to strategize. We wanted to be on the same team. Like the fun of the draft is like all of this.
It's the strategy.
Yeah.
Exactly. The war room, get everything, the board, get everything set up.
Yeah.
So we came up with the idea of drafting against some generative AI, some ChatGPT drafting.
ChatGPT, yeah. Yeah.
And we thought it'd be a good experiment. We actually advise people. We use it ourselves as a tool to sharpen skills, to do research. We wanted to see how we can stretch ChatGPT. So we're going to ask it to do a little draft simulation, not only help us with the simulation, but also draft a team against us. So we honestly have no idea where this will go, but that's kind of the fun part about it.
Right? Fingers crossed. We should probably, if you haven't done a lot of research around AI, AI is shockingly good at some things and shockingly bad at math. So you may want to explain the rules and why this is concerning to us as we tell Chad to pick.
So the rules, real quick. So we got two teams. Marty and I are a team, and we're called
the Nobodies.
Yeah, and we are going to be battling against the Chat Pack, also known as ChatGPT.
ChatGPT 4.0.
Yeah. As Marnie said, we're going to be drafting a personal board of advisors or our Diamond Dog group, really focusing on that personal and professional growth. How do we round out ourselves with people around us who can hold us accountable, people we trust, people that can help us get better and become the best versions of ourselves. And then we had to set up some rules. So I'm going to walk through the rules as quick as I can. And they are as follows. First, each team is going to be able to draft five Ted Lasso characters to fill out their Diamond Dog group. So the draft's obviously going to be five rounds long. For those of you like myself who have participated in fantasy football drafts, we're going to use kind of a snake format, a little bit weird with two teams. But what that means is whoever has the first pick in the first round will have the second pick in the second round. And then so we're alternating picks every round, just to try to make it fair. And then the strategy comes into play. So we're gonna have a budget. It's going to be a budget-based draft. And what we mean by that is we've assigned pretty much all the characters of Ted Lasso a dollar amount of value, ranging at the very top level. Ted Lasso's, as an example, it has a value of $1,100. It'll cost you $1,100 to draft Ted. All the way down at the bottom, we've got Jack and we've got Rupert at $50. But the strategy comes into play. So we can only draft five people, as we said, but our budget as owners of the team is $2,000, right? So we can't just draft the cream of the crop, the very top.
Ted and Rebecca would bankrupt us.
Yes, very quickly. We had a little coin flip beforehand and we lost. We
lost the coin flip to ChatGPT.
We didn't even show it. I don't know. We're pretty bad at that. So the chat pack's gonna have the first pick. And let's go over the costs of the characters real quick, or the value of the characters. So I'm gonna go through these real quick. If you're on YouTube, you'll be able to see them. Otherwise, for our listening audience, we'll be revisiting these as we pick them. So at the very top, we've got Ted at $1,100, followed by Rebecca at $1,000. Keely and Roy are at $700. Kind of funny that we valued them the same. Higgins and Sam are at $600. Dr. Sharon's at $500. Coach Beard and Trent Krim and Jamie are at $400. Zava's at $250. Isaac's at $200, along with Danny Rojas and May Green, May, pub owner. Nate and Barbara at $150. Colin, Jade, and Jan Moss. Will, our Kitman, and Sassy are at $100. And then at the bottom, we have Rupert and Jack. So all the people killing us on those values, we expect to get some criticism,
That's because somebody should pay us to take Rupert, but that's okay. Exactly. It won't come to that.
Yeah. So the first order of the business, this could be the shortest podcast and around drafts ever if chat does not play with us.
Chat doesn't know what to do.
Yeah, but I uploaded the rules and the scenario to chat along with the player values, and we're going to see what chat has to say. Hopefully he's willing to play with us. So he's thinking, and we're coming getting up some texts.
For those of you that have not worked with chat before, chat actually has a feature where it will read its answer to you. So we won't be cheating at all. We're just going to play the chat's answer. So you'll get to hear, ChatGPT give its response.
He's done. You're ready to hear what he says?
Yeah. Let's see does he want to play?
Yeah.
I've reviewed the character costs. Everything looks set, and I understand the budget and rules. We can start the draft simulation whenever you're ready.
All right. Seems like he knows what he's doing.
Let me know when to make the first pick.
All right. And
as Roger Goodell kicked things off.
I think we're about to hear from the commissioner right now.
Good evening, and welcome to the 2024 Diamond Dog Draft. Tonight, we celebrate the TV show we love, and we celebrate as everyone works to become the best version of themselves. The Diamond Dog Draft for 2024 is officially open. The chat pack is on the clock.
That is fantastic. As the commissioner said, the 2024 Diamond Dog Draft is now open.
Make it happen.
Make it happen. So chat, we are ready for your first pick. Hit enter. All right, here he goes. He's thinking, he's given a reason, and he's given us a budget. Okay, I'm going to play it for everybody in our audience.
Great. For my first pick, I select Ted Lasso, the main character of the show. Reason for the pick. Ted Lasso brings unparalleled optimism and excellent leadership skills, which are crucial for personal and professional growth. Remaining budget for the chat pack, $900, started with $2,000, and Ted Lasso costs $1,100. Your turn, the nobodies.
Pick one for the chat pack is Ted Lasso. Ted is the embodiment of positivity, always ready with a warm smile and a believe sign to uplift everyone around him. Curious and never judgmental, Ted's the advisor who will inspire you to explore every angle without losing the spirit of fun. Though he's still polishing his long-term strategy skills and stepping up his self-care game, Ted's heart and dedication make him a champion in making better plays, both on the field and in life.
Way to take out half your budget there, chat. Okay.
Right. Yeah,
chat's not wrong. Optimism, no, positive. Like, Ted's a great pick, but so expensive. Unfortunately, I think because of the prices that Ted and Rebecca are off the table.
Yeah. I would hope. We said he's bad at math, so let's hope he doesn't.
I was thinking for us. Drop.
Yeah. Oh, for us. Okay. Yeah, but what a great pick, right? Yeah. I mean, let's be honest. You know, you might not need a personal board or a Diamond Dog group of five people if you have Ted on your board.
Good point.
So okay, So Ted's off the board. We kind of suspected that that might be the case because we might have made the same pick. So it's our turn. So yeah. What are you thinking? I'm thinking
Keeley.
You're thinking Keeley. Why are you thinking Keeley?
Yeah. So Keeley is supportive, positive like Ted, also willing to give honest feedback in a way that is that you can hear it. I mean, think about all the time she told Rebecca, like, well, you are a little prickly, but can still like wants to help and be better. She can break bad news to people. She's connected. I think she's got a lot of strengths.
Yeah. I can't argue with Keeley. I think you said the one word, right? So if I think of Diamond Dogs helping me get better personally at something, being a connector, you know, somebody who's really skilled at networking, that's absolutely one of the skills that I can use a lot of improvement on. I'm also going to say,
like, she's such an influencer. Yeah.
Yeah. She's creative, right? Yeah. You know, she's an expert in branding and communication. Yeah. And this is a side note, but what's one of our goals, with Lead It Like Lasso? It's to somehow become viral on social media, right?
And maybe she can help with that.
I think she can.
That'd be great. She can. Well, she can rhyme her bum off. So I love a good rhyme.
All right. So I'm gonna tell the chat pack and everybody that our first pick
is Keeley.
Is Keeley.
And then we need to pick our second one.
I'll let chat know. We'll give you our second pick.
Do you need to update? So Keeley's $700. So that leaves us with $1,300. And because of the snake draft structure, we will make our second pick.
Pick one for the nobodies is Keeley Jones. Keeley will play an important role of a supportive collaborator, demonstrating unwavering dedication to her team's success. She fosters a positive and inclusive team environment, excels at building strong relationships, and actively seeks out teamwork and collective problem-solving opportunities. While Keeley is exceptional at fostering relationships and team unity, she might enhance her leadership skills by aligning her collaborative efforts with larger organizational goals. Keeley will make a positive contribution to any room of Diamond Dogs.
Okay, so Chad has given us a pat on the back. Fantastic choice, bringing creativity and excellent public relations skills to the table.
Yeah, why, thank you, ChatGPT.
Well, I think Chat, you know, she brings a heck of a lot more than that. So
yeah. Nice. Well, right. Yeah.
Kind of throw one thing. So as he stated, as you stated, and Chat has told us as well, we are now down to $1,300 in our budget.
Yeah.
Because Keeley cost us $700. All right. Do I get to pick next, or
anything?
Well, there's two approaches here, right? I think the first is, you know, Chad is going to have to pick somebody relatively inexpensive because he spent $1,100.
It's okay at math; it should figure that out. Yeah.
So do we try to play the strategy game, or do we take best available on the board given our constraints? I'm leaning more towards best available on the board, given that we have some constraints, right? We can't really pick Rebecca here because our budget would be just about done. So I'm thinking about the $600 to $700 range. And I really like Trent, and let me tell you why I like Trent. First of all, I value the fact that he's a listener, right? He's curious. He kind of has, you know, being in the press, right? In the truest sense, the old fashioned sense of the press, right? He has that commitment to integrity.
Yeah.
And I think the biggest thing about it, he's objective. So I trust his advice, right? His ability to provide insights kind of without bias. That's his job. So that's
well, and we've seen him grow. Like, we've already seen him just in 5 episodes kind of change his mind about Ted. So he is willing to do the, like you said, the reflective listening and learn from it, right? Not just assume he's always right. And he's only $400.
Even better.
Yeah.
That's a bargain.
I say Trent Krim, the independent, for the win. Yeah, I'm a super fan of Trent. Yeah.
Okay. Well, if we need help with math and numbers later, which we might, can I rely on you or do I have to draft somebody as a diamond dog for that? Because clearly I was off there. All right. Let me, our second pick is Trent Krim.
Pick two for the nobodies is Trent Krim, independent, formerly of The Independent. With his exceptional emotional intelligence, strategic problem-solving skills, and effective communication, Trent brings a wealth of insight to the team. As he continues to enhance his adaptability and stakeholder engagement, his unique perspectives will certainly contribute to the nobody's collective growth.
Let's see what Chad has to say about that.
I wonder if Chad will trash talk us at all.
No, ma'am. Another great addition. Known for his integrity and investigative skills.
Oh, you said integrity. Yeah. Authentic. Okay.
And he has already picked.
Oh, okay. Let him read out loud.
Yeah. Let's go with his second round pick.
Trent Krim, independent, formerly of The Independent. Another great addition, known for his integrity and investigative skills. Remaining budget for the nobodies, $900. After selecting Trent Krim for $400. For my second round pick, I choose Dr. Sharon Fieldstone.
Pick two for the chat pack is Dr. Sharon Fieldstone. As a skilled psychologist, Dr. Sharon excels in resilience building, creating safe environments for open dialogue and influential communication. Her ongoing development in adaptability and in-person farewells will further enhance her invaluable contributions to the team's dynamics and success.
Psychology and emotional intelligence, essential for navigating personal and professional challenges. Remaining budget for the chat pack, $400. After selecting Dr. Sharon Fieldstone for $500. Now it's your turn for the third round.
Let's let the audience in on this, because Dr. Sharon was absolutely, it was probably the first person that we talked about drafting, and we thought that she would be around later. I don't know why.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I am stunned.
Yeah, that dog. Okay, so we're going to have to regroup a little on this. And so we're
at 1100. So we've got 900 to go.
And he's got he said it's our turn for the third round, but it's really his turn. So I'm going to say that
oh gosh, he gets to pick again. Okay.
Does not understand snake draft, so I'm going to let him know it's a snake draft. So you
get to make the
pick in the third round. Now, please go ahead.
Oh, I cannot believe that dog is Sharon.
Oh. All right, he's picking. Let me play it for you.
Here we go.
Ah, my mistake. Continuing with the snake draft order, for my third round pick, I choose Coach Beard.
Oh.
Reason for the pick. Coach Beard offers strategic insight and a deep understanding of team dynamics, critical for advising on growth and development strategies. Remaining budget for the chat pack,
$0
after selecting Coach Beard for $400. Now it's over to you for the next pick.
Okay, I think we're going to have to take a timeout here and readdress the rules with the chat pack.
Let's
do that right now.
All right.
Okay, Chad. We're going to have to do a little course correction with chat. So I'm going to let them know that it was stated clearly in the rules that you have to have at least $50 left in your budget through round four so you can pick for all five rounds. So I let him know that, and I'm going to ask him to try again with his third pick.
Sorry,
see what he has to say with that. he's very cordial about it. Okay.
Good.
He's done. He's made his pick. So let me read it to you.
Thank you for pointing that out. Let's adjust the selection to comply with the budget rules. For my revised third round pick, I choose Danny Rojas.
Pick three for the chat pack. Danny Rojas. Leadership is life. Known for his unyielding enthusiasm and impressive athletic skills, Danny brings a contagious positivity and strong team spirit to the group. As he works on enhancing his consistency and adapting to change, Danny's dynamic energy and commitment are sure to inspire and elevate Chat Pack's collective efforts.
Reason for the pick. Danny brings infectious enthusiasm and a positive attitude, vital for motivating and inspiring personal and professional growth. Remaining budget for the chat pack, $200, after selecting Danny Rojas for $200. Now it's your turn for the third round pick.
All right. What do you think of Football is Life? Danny Rojas. Danny Rojas.
Danny. He is infectiously optimistic, and he is what inspired our Leadership is Life rule number one in the book, right? But we have Keely, who is also pretty infectiously optimistic. So I don't know that Danny would have been my next pick. So I'm all right with that. But what I would like to point out is that he's taken everybody $200 and above off the table. So he's either got to pick Nate or Barbara and then get saddled with Rupert or Jack, or a couple of the 200, a couple of the 100 folks. We get to pick two in a row. If there's somebody we really want in the 150 or below category, I think we need to make sure we take care of it sooner rather than later. I mean, we get two picks in a row, but we need to not wait at the bottom because chat can stick us with somebody.
Yeah. So it also feels like fourth grade Nick is beginning to surface, because I'm like, okay, let me make a pick. So he's really forced to pick somebody really bad. But I don't think that's the right thing to do. Right. Yeah, Especially since we're trying to build a diamond dog group and
tell fourth grade Nick we've graduated.
Well, fourth grade Nick was a Jets fan, and that means something. I don't know what that means, but it means I've suffered lifelong, is what I think it means. Okay, so we got two picks.
Yeah.
And how much money do we have left?
We have $900 left.
We've got $900 left. Okay.
We could have picked Sharon earlier if I'd known that was coming, but we didn't. So we'll play by the rules. This is how you know it's not made up. All right. So
how much we got left?
We have $900 left. It does mean we could do Roy. If we got Roy, he's $700, so we'd have to take two of the 100s. The other person that you and I had talked about early on was that we wanted May.
Yeah.
And we can't have Roy in May.
Well, we can't really. I mean, we could have Roy. Yeah. And then below that, we have to pick two of Colin, Jade, Jan Moss, Will, Sassy, Rupert, or Jack.
Yeah.
And I love Roy. I mean, I think his honesty and directness is kind of that blunt, you know, no nonsense type demeanor. But I think we kind of get that with Trent and even Keely a little bit.
Yeah. Right? I think Keely's a good friend. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think we're building out this personal board, and we want it to be level or even, right? We don't really want it to be top heavy, dominated just by one or two people. We want it to be a full immersive.
Yeah. Group. If everybody's got the same opinion, then somebody's extra, right?
Yeah. So I know we valued, and you mentioned her, May, right?
Yeah.
Tell me what you think about May, and tell the audience why you like her.
So May has seen a lot of things. She's got a lot of perspective. She knows how to run a business. She knows people. Like, you don't get through running your own bar without knowing people, knowing trends, right? She also is willing to look outside. She's not going to go get bogged down in petty stuff. Like, that's beneath her. So I think it's important to have different perspectives. And I think May brings a different one to the party. She's enthusiastic. She'll be honest. And she doesn't get her feelings hurt either.
Yeah, I completely agree. I mean, as business owners, if we ever have a chance to get another business owner on board, I mean, there's so much value in that. I completely agree with you. And, you know, she really exemplifies, I think, one of our core values is create raving fans around customer service, right? But she knows how to call out people when they're wrong at the same time. So
I mean, the customer is not always right, as May will tell you.
Okay. And she's, you know, she's also great, you know, kind of keying off of, I think we talked about Keely and networking and
She's connected.
She is connected. She's a community builder, right? She built a community around her bar. So we're in agreement. We're going to do May for $200. Is that?
So hang tight, because Chad only has 200 left, right?
Chad only has $200 left, right?
Okay. Yeah. So can we talk through who else we might want? Because if we want anybody else at the bottom of the board, we should pick them first, because I don't want Chat stealing our $100 person, because clearly Chat is better at this than we thought it was going to be.
Okay. So if we were to pick May at $200, that would bring us down to $700 remaining, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, oh, wow. So that would still give us an opportunity to pick Sam.
Right.
And he's very near top of our board.
Yeah.
Right. And we'd still be able to pick $100 character.
Yep.
So our $100 characters are Colin, Jade, Jan Moss. I mentioned this. Will, Sassy. Yeah. You know, a surprise sleeper pick that I had on my board is Isaac. You know, not only was he a captain, kind of understood team dynamics, you know, he's filled our leadership role, but I think that the biggest thing about Isaac, besides free haircuts, well, actually they weren't free, were they? he was truly a true friend, right? Yeah. He had your back, right? Yeah. The whole situation with Colin, it was just moving and touching. So of the list that we talked about, I don't think we're going to go with Isaac if we get
Sam, we couldn't afford him.
Yeah. I really like Sassy Smurf.
Well, if you're looking for a true friend, she is that. Even if she does make things stinky.
Yeah. And she.
Oh, wait. Isn't she a school psychologist? Like, we lost Sharon. Or is she a child psychologist?
I don't know the answer to that
question. Wait, I think she is. I'm going to get to Googling. Hold on. Sassy from Ted Lasso. Ted Lasso job. Child psychologist. Hey, if we can't have Sharon, we might as well have a sassy child psychologist.
Okay. All right. So we good picking Sassy?
Yeah. Yes, I think we have to block and get her for $100 person.
Okay, yep. This is an entire strategy play, and I think we just have given everybody else our remaining picks. So our third round pick is Sassy.
Pick three for the nobodies is child psychologist Flo Sassy Collins. Sassy brings her unwavering confidence, deep loyalty, and unwavering support to the team. As she focuses on balancing her personal and professional life and her own personal mess, Sassy is poised to help the team work together to grow.
Take that, Chat Pack.
And then we should get to pick again. But Chat sometimes has a mind of its own.
But
I can't hear what Chat has to say. I can't read it.
Okay, let me just, first of all, he picked. So let me just read. Let's read what he has to say.
Sassy is selected. Known for her resilience and straightforward approach. Remaining budget for the nobodies, $800, after selecting Sassy for $100.
Correct.
Now back to me for the fourth round pick.
Not really.
I choose Isaac McAdoo.
Okay, so.
You know what? Are you stopping it?
I did stop it, yes.
Okay. I think we should re-pick and then say, and we're going to take our fourth round pick, do the snake draft, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then remind it what it has left. Is that what you were thinking?
Well, yeah. So you want them to get Isaac? Because there's other things wrong with Chat having Isaac as well, which is he
can't
wants
afford
$100. Yes.
Yeah.
So I'm going to let him know you can't pick Isaac.
You only have $200 left.
What did it say?
It said, you're right again. Thanks for catching that. And I apologize for the oversight. Please go ahead with your fourth round pick.
So our fourth pick then, I mean, we have left on the table. We're going to go with Sam or May, right?
Yep.
So it really doesn't matter. Sam.
Pick four for the nobodies is Nigerian soccer. Start Sam Obisanya. Sam's infectious optimism, leadership qualities, and athletic prowess make him a pivotal addition to their team. As he continues to refine his strategic thinking and conflict resolution skills, Sam's presence promises to inspire.
Oh, I'm excited we get Sam. Sam is optimistic, right? He brings a lot of that to the party. He works hard. He's got a business as well. He's connected. I'm a super fan of Sam's dad. Onward, forward, you know? Yeah.
Sam also a business owner, right? I mean, he started his own business.
Yeah, yeah. We'll get good food. We'll have our meetings at his restaurant.
And he brings us, I mean, he's got this worldliness around about him, right? I mean, his lives in Europe, he's from Africa, very, very diverse perspective. So, yeah. Okay. So, but what did it say? I had already picked again. So let's listen to what Chad has to say. Okay.
Sanya is an excellent choice, known for his integrity and passion. Remaining budget for the nobodies. $200 after selecting Sam Obisanya for $600. For my fourth round pick, I'll select Colin Hughes.
Pick four for the chat pack is player Colin Hughes. Colin brings a strong team spirit, a great sense of humor, and adaptability to the pack. As he focuses on improving his communication skills and enhancing his consistency, Colin's contributions are sure to strengthen the team dynamics.
Reason for the pick. Colin offers a blend of humor and team spirit that can lighten the mood and foster a positive environment within any group. Remaining budget for the chat pack, $100 after selecting Colin Hughes for $100.
Colin.
Now on to the final round. Your pick, the nobodies.
It's actually your pick, chat. But but he's not going to be able to afford who we want, right? Because We're going with May.
Can I say again how bad Chad is at understanding these rules? This is kind of crazy. Yeah. I feel like we have a blog article or something else coming out about this.
Some mini rant, at least, about Chad.
Yeah. So let's let him know that we picked, or it's your pick.
It's your pick. You have $100 left. Remind it again. And remedial math with Marnie after school coming day.
Yep. And this is his fifth and final pick, right?
All right. Can't wait to hear what Chad has to say.
He's coming. All right.
Thank you for the reminder. For my final pick, I select Will Kitman.
Pick five for the chat pack is the dedicated kit man, Will. Will's unwavering reliability, supportive nature, and commitment to excellence make him an invaluable addition. As he works on boosting his assertiveness and expanding his professional skills, Will's role is sure to evolve as a member of the pack.
Reason for the pick? Will brings a supportive and hardworking nature to the team, essential for maintaining morale and ensuring all logistical needs are met in personal and professional development. Remaining budget for the chat pack. $0 after selecting Will Kitman for $100. Now it's over to you for the final pick.
I think Will's a good choice, honestly. And plus, he knows all the inside. He's always in the right room at the right time to hear all the conversations. So Will is a good choice. Chad did not do badly once it was corrected for all of his math errors.
You feel like we're being a little revisionist with our sassy pick, or you're still comfortable with our sassy pick?
No, I'm good with sassy.
Okay. All right, so our fifth pick
is May.
With an exclamation.
Pick five for the nobodies is the beloved pub owner, May. May's strengths lie in her remarkable ability to build community, her strong leadership presence, and her empathetic support, which make her an integral part of any team. as she continues to innovate in her business practices and improve her conflict management skills. May is set to bring a unique blend of warmth and practicality to the Nobody's Advisory Board.
Okay, let's listen to what Chad has to say real quick.
May is a great final addition, known for her community spirit and supportive nature. Remaining budget for the Nobody's, $100 after selecting May for $100. That wraps up our draft. Here's a recap of the advisory board members for each team. The Chat Pack, 1, Ted Lasso, 2, Dr. Sharon Fieldstone, 3, Danny Rojas, 4, Colin Hughes, 5, Will Kitman. The Nobodies, 1, Keely Jones, 2, Trent Krim, 3, Sassy, 4, Sam Obasanya, 5, May. When you're ready, I'll provide a written summary of how my selected board will help accomplish the goal of growing personally and professionally. Just let me know when you'd like to proceed.
You go right ahead, Chat.
So it looks like he's going to provide us with a summary
of each of character. Each
character.
Okay. Well, what I do like you that. Think? Of, what do you think of the team?
Of his Ted? Team?
Yeah.
I think he's like the Houston Texans from last year. Their first two picks are just superstars, right? And I think he picked Ted Lasso and Dr. Sharon in those two by itself. Imagine having those two in your Diamond Dog group. They cover so much. I think it's pretty amazing. And I like the fact, actually, as I think about it, that he picked Danny, right? You know, I know Ted has a way about him that's enthusiastic, but Danny takes it to an entirely new level.
Which
is kind of cool.
I think unbridled enthusiasm is.
Yes. Yeah, I would agree. Colin and Will, I think they're both interesting picks, mostly because the show. Really, those are two characters. I mean, Colin, we explored a lot about his, you know, where he is personally. Will, not so much. So I'm just trying to circle the square on those last two picks. I think those were budget-related picks.
Well, they are young, right? So there is room for growth there. But he does have two very strong leaders who we know have the patience to help people grow. So I think that's right. But you
ready to hear and listen?
Advisory board summary for the Chat Pack. 1, Ted Lasso. As the head of the advisory board, Ted Lasso will infuse every strategy with his infectious optimism and empathetic leadership. His approach ensures that personal growth is aligned with positive values and a nurturing environment, fostering a culture where everyone feels valued and motivated to excel. 2, Dr. Sharon Fieldstone. Dr. Fieldstone will provide psychological insights and emotional intelligence training to enhance interpersonal skills and self-awareness across the board. Her expertise will be crucial in overcoming personal barriers and enhancing mental resilience, key aspects of personal development. 3, Danny Rojas. Danny's unwavering positivity and enthusiasm will serve to motivate and energize the board and its initiatives. His spirit will help maintain high morale and drive, especially in challenging times, ensuring that the pursuit of professional excellence is always approached with vigor and joy. 4, Colin Hughes. Colin brings a lighter touch to the team with his humor and camaraderie. His ability to ease tensions and foster friendly relationships will be instrumental in maintaining a pleasant and collaborative atmosphere within the board. 5, Will Kitman. As the supportive backbone of the team, Will ensures that all logistical and operational needs are met with diligence and care. His role is essential in creating a smooth and efficient working environment, allowing other board members to focus fully on strategic objectives without distraction. Together, this diverse group will leverage their unique strengths to create a holistic approach to personal and professional development, ensuring that all aspects from emotional well-being to operational efficiency are covered. This board is well-equipped to guide any individual or organization towards achieving their fullest potential in a balanced and sustainable manner.
You know, it's funny, that last sentence, this board is well equipped to guide any individual organization towards achieving their fullest potential in a balanced and sustainable manner. First of all, that's very chat. That's a lot of chat.
I'm surprised nobody was delving into anything, but anyway, go on.
But yeah, I mean, he really did approach this. I think, from more of a business perspective with board of advisors, right? Yeah. A full rounded team.
Yeah.
Whereas I'm not necessarily sure that when you're looking for your diamond dogs or your personal board of advisors, I'm not sure all the time they have the opportunity to act as cohesively as a team.
Yeah.
Not that that's not ideal, because that would be ideal, I think, in a lot of scenarios.
Yeah.
But maybe we approached it from less of a textbook type definition of a board of advisors.
A board that's going to, because like you said, with the personal board of advisors, it's not like the diamond dogs on the show where you actually just get a little woof and everybody circles up. It's more the individual connections you make with each member, right?
Yeah.
And the group dynamics.
Okay. So you ready to talk about ours?
Yeah, I am. What do you think?
All right. So we have the team of Trent, Keely, Sam, May, and Sassy. And, you know, I think out of the gate, Marnie, you had talked about a lot of the traits and characteristics we were thinking of when we were thinking about Diamond Dogs. And specifically, you mentioned mentor, connector, peer, wellness, and confidant.
Yeah.
Right. How'd we do?
Well, I think there's a lot of overlap. I think several of them could fit into several of those slots. But I also think we could really define one as sort of the defining trait for each. So for mentor, May, what did you say? Been there, done that, right? She's,
yeah.
Connector, I think that one's obvious.
That one's too easy, right? That's Keely. Now, fortunately for us, we don't need one because you're one. But yeah, from my personal
opinion. I'm not almost famous for being almost famous.
Yeah. But Keely could also, just to the point of filling multiple characteristics, right? She could also mentor us, you know, even though she's a connector, right? Specifically around brand awareness and digital media presence and things that we know we're looking for some advice and help on.
So, yeah. I can't wait to hear from her. I can't wait to let them know that they will be invited to our first meeting of the Nobody's Diamond Dogs. Yeah. How about for peer?
Peer? I would think Sam.
Yeah.
You know, I think,
go ahead. Normal people. Yeah. We're an international soccer star. I feel like I have dinner, Sam.
Yeah. And I feel like we can call him up tomorrow. And I think we can not only call up Sam, but call, and I forget the actor's name who plays Sam. Do you remember? Tahib. I feel like we can call him up and have dinner with him.
Yeah. So great. He's invited.
Yes.
We'll have a cookout. Yeah, come.
Absolutely. What about wellness?
Well, it's got to be Sassy, right? Because we picked her for the child psychologist piece. I don't know that all of Sassy would define wellness in that regard. So we're going to need Sam to give us some food tips and really workout strategy. Like I look at Sam too, like he's going to need to chase us around to get us jogging or something.
Yeah. But let's not sell Sassy that short. Again, we were talking about her also. Absolutely. You know, being a true friend to people, right? Yeah. And that's such a big part of wellness. I think it can't be overstated.
Yeah. Agreed. So. And then that leaves confidant Trent. Absolutely. If he proves nothing else, like that is someone who has integrity, right? In keeping Colin's secret a secret and being a confidant to Colin until he was ready to not have it a secret any longer. With Ted and not giving up his source, right? For I found that information. I think he is a true confidant. I also think he's a great listener and questioner, which is something I really value.
Yeah. You almost feel like you need to have that in a confidant, right? Because sometimes things got to be pulled out of you. And if you trust somebody to listen and not judge you, and I think it's just critically important. And I think that's Trent. I think we've talked about it many times. Trent is one of our favorite characters on the show.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. So any regrets?
Trent to read it like Lasso. I'd like Trent to read our book and see how close it is to the Lasso way or the Richmond way.
Yeah. How do we do that?
How do we do that? Keely would tell us how. Keely would know.
We should know within the next 12 months, because I think our personal board of advisors, our very own Diamond Dogs, are going to instruct us on how to do it.
I can't wait to find out.
You know, we've joked around about this, but we actually put this in our book around Diamond Dogs. And you mentioned earlier, you're kind of, a lot of people say you're kind of the average of the five people that are closest to you in your network. But really taking a deep, hard look into those people that you rely on
that
on a daily basis. Yeah. That influence you. It's something that I think we've done in the past, and I think it's something we strongly advocate for. This is a really good exercise, even for us to talk about and think about when we were in the planning stages of areas that we really feel like we need some support and some accountability and some open conversation around. I would strongly encourage everybody to kind of think about that and maybe even look at some of our, you can talk about, we have an activity in the book, right? That kind of outlines certain areas.
Yeah. Yeah. Where you really go through and kind of look at your five closest contacts and how they help you in the different areas. Right. It's interesting. I had my kids do it and their friends and some of the comments from that, one said, only one person supports me in all these ways. And some people really don't support me much outside of socially. And I can do better for myself. I thought, well, that's an interesting statement.
Wow. All right. I asked it earlier and I don't think you heard me. Do you have any regrets? Any people on the board that are still out there
didn't take? I want them all. we didn't have the budget for them all. Roy would be a great addition. Of course, Ted and Rebecca, of course, obviously, right? I'm missing so many zeros in my bank account that I don't know that Rebecca would ever run in my circle, but I would really like to meet that tall and intimidating woman. How about you?
Roy, obviously, he's one of my favorite characters, clearly. I'm surprised, given the evolution and the growth of Jamie Chart, right? Yeah. That he wasn't, we talked about him a little bit, right? But chat didn't entertain him. He came a long way, but clearly he wasn't there. But the other one, the big one to me is Higgins.
Higgins. I knew you were going to say Higgins. Yeah.
Yeah.
He brings a lot to the table.
Yeah. And he, in so many different areas, right? I mean, he's a great family man. He has words that are quite wise. I mean, from a business standpoint, he runs operations. He takes time to get to know everybody. And we talked about this a little bit with, May and building community, and obviously Keely, right? Higgins is absolutely one of those individuals, as well as evidenced by maybe the best Christmas episode ever. The whole team over to his house. I always find myself when people ask me about my favorite quote, favorite episode, favorite thing. I always think back to, there's two. Trent and Higgins that I think back to, and I'm a little bummed that we didn't get Higgins on our Diamond Dog team.
I am glad you brought up Jamie Tartan. I think my thinking on Jamie is that he grew so much himself. I don't know that he has yet learned how to help others grow. And since we were looking for someone that would help us grow, I think he absolutely, you know, when season four hits, Jamie should have a major role in convincing us that he should be one of our diamond dogs. Yeah, but that was fun.
Yeah. And just a quick note about Jamie, I Phil Dunster, right?
Yeah.
All that running with Roy has paid off because I saw he just finished a marathon.
Yeah, I saw that.
That's fantastic. Which was pretty cool. So anyway, thank you for obliging me.
Oh, are you kidding? Fantastic. I love a mock draft.
Yeah, it's draft time. I'm loving it. So I had fun. I hope you did too.
Yeah. And I would love to hear what everybody thinks of our draft picks.
Yeah, and strategies and values on characters. Bring it on. We know
where we get it right, where we get it wrong.
Yeah. I'm sure we can do a lot better. So we'd love to hear your feedback on that. And yeah, so I think next time we go back to our regularly scheduled programming, and I think we're hitting up two aces.
Two aces, yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited about that.
We'll see you then.
Yeah, thanks.